Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very excited to have with me, this is her first visit. I've been working with this organization now for about 10 years, and I'm talking about the Southeastern Legal Foundation. In the early days, lots and lots of interviews with Todd Young at the time, and Kim Herman has been on the program as well. Lots of different people have come recently from the Southeastern Legal Foundation, and today it's my exciting opportunity to welcome Cece O'Leary. And she is the head of the 1A project, and we're going to get into that right here and right now. Cece, welcome. Great to have you.
Hey, thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, man, you could not have been given, I think, for the day and the time that we are in, a more important and more significant project than dealing with, free speech, freedom of the press, freedom of religion, the free exercise, by the way. The ability to redress government and the ability to peacefully assemble, and those last two and the first one, three of those five in particular, are under dramatic assault both on college campuses, but now the DOJ is making a hit list, and that's against the parents who want their kids to not be indoctrinated any longer with comprehensive sex education programs that are on the verge of pornography and perversion, and a CRT that tells them that kids should hate one another based on skin color. I thought the message was, is we're all supposed to love one another. Cece, I'm so confused by what this government's doing.
you are so right. Yeah, this is just another power grab coming from government. We're seeing it coming from all sides. Like you said, it's been happening on college campuses for a long time. And through our 1A project, our goal is to really educate college students about their First Amendment rights, not only to stand up to censorship happening on their own campuses, but also because they're only college students for 4 years, right? And then they go out into the real world. And when they're out in the real world, as we have seen this week, their rights are still threatened. You know, like you mentioned, Attorney General Garland issued this memo this week saying that the FBI is going to come in and investigate and punish parents and teachers who stand up at their school board meetings. You know, to be clear, the letter on the one hand says that they will punish threats of violence. We're not condoning threats of violence, but that's not what the issue is with the letter. The letter also says that they are going to investigate and punish harassment and intimidation directed towards school boards. But those terms are so vague. How can people be expected to understand what they mean by that? Really, the point of this letter is to scare parents and teachers into silence. And so, you know, hopefully with what we are doing with college students, when they go out into the real world, they will have the tools that they need to stand up to all sorts of government efforts to silence them. You know, imagine if all of these parents knew the full extent of their First Amendment rights. Fortunately, I think a lot of them are waking up to that and are fighting for that. And, you know, it's only a matter of time before the government is effectively put in its place.
Well, you know, I think about this because I've in years past we had a very close relationship with parentalrights.org, which is an offshoot of HSLDA, which is the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, and we were members, still members of HSLDA for golly, I've had kids ranging from 32 down to 14, so. You know, so and when I'm saying that, the purpose of saying that is to identify the fact that, you know, for so many years, parents have been really disengaged. I remember when the idea of the PTA, the Parent Teacher Association, PTAs were getting pretty strong, but they were getting strong about freedom and about rights and about pushing back against curriculums and agendas. And so what did the schools do? They went after the PTAs, and in many instances, they've disbanded much of the apparatus that was the PTA. Because why? The P in the PTA, the schools don't want the P's there at all. And, right. and they lulled them into sleep. Parents would drop their kids off, and then they would come and pick them up at 5-6 o'clock in the evening, and then they'd, you know, maybe give them a meal and send them to bed. Now parents are waking up, and we see videos of this going viral, and suddenly now the schools no longer have the ability to put these parents, quote unquote, in check. So they've called in the big guys, and now the federal government's going to do it. And, Cece, this is completely and totally, I believe, it's unconstitutional.
Yes, it certainly is. I mean, and more than just being unconstitutional, it's just morally wrong, right? You know, schools are certainly important for educating our children, but they're not there to tell children how to vote and tell teachers what to tell their children about how to vote, which is actually what happened in one of our lawsuits in Springfield, Missouri. Their teachers had to undergo an equity training with the goal of making them all become anti-racist. And as part of the training, they were actually told that they should vote for socialist politicians, that they should teach children that socialism is a good thing. And they were also told that parents are the oppressors of their children when they raise their children to vote a certain way. And so, you know, to your point, this is parents are finally waking up. But unfortunately, this has been happening for a long time. And it's taking a lot of teachers standing up for people to start waking up to it.
You know, I remember a number of years ago, I was on the school site council out in California, the school that my younger kids were attending at the time. And my daughter, who was in one of the classes, they had the teacher had brought in a television. And this was back, well, it would have been 2008, because it was back when Obama was running for president. And every time that he would give a speech, she would turn the TV on and she would tell the students in there. And these are like, you know, let's see, 2008 born in. So my daughter was 7 years old. And so at the age of seven, she was being basically indoctrinated to this is politically what you should think and what you should believe. And if you don't believe that, if you don't agree with that, then you're bad. And if your parents don't agree with that, then your parents are bad. These are statements that were made in her classroom to a group of seven-year-olds. Not surprisingly, California, but still, Cece, this is the kind of indoctrination that you're pushing back against and trying to help college students to understand. How difficult is it to get these college students who've just spent K through 12 kind of being indoctrinated to get them back on course, so to speak?
Well, it's funny because college students are actually the ones who first really alerted us to everything that's going on in the K through 12 space. So through our 1A project, we've had college students come to us and say, I have to go to this mandatory orientation training, or I'm a student employee and I have to do this DEI course or whatever it may be. They bring it to our attention and they don't want to be doing it. They do not agree with a lot of the beliefs that are being pushed in that. But when we do a little digging, we find out that these students actually had to go through similar things in high school. And when we dig a little deeper, they had to do the same thing in middle school and elementary school. And so, you know, fortunately, a lot of the college students are very much aware of this and on guard about all of this, but it's been happening for years now in the K through 12 space, and so that's why we're getting involved in the fight there.
Well, and so when as these young people are reaching, you know, 18, 19 years of age, they know from their past experience when as a child they really didn't have much ability to be able to fight back against it. And like I said, you know, perhaps mom or dad kind of, you know, were like, oh, well, I'm kind of busy over here with, you know, with these things. I'm in my lane. And you know, they weren't at the place of having seen it or realized how bad it was. They just, you know, they heard their kids like kind of complaining. And what kid hasn't complained to their parents about school, right? I mean, what kid hasn't said, hey, man, I don't like going. I don't want to be there. Yeah, okay, you know what? Be quiet. Sit down. Just, you know, do what you're told. But now at 18 or 19, they have some freedom. They have some liberty. They have the ability to raise their own voice. And what you're telling me is that a lot of them were already awake and were already not buying the nonsense, and they want to fight back.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, to your point about parents not necessarily believing their kids, I don't blame the parents, because sometimes this
Absolutely.
Stuff sounds crazy.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, when we filed our lawsuits against K-12 schools that are pushing this stuff, we include images in our complaints so that the courts will see what's happening, so that the public will see what's happening. You know, sometimes seeing is believing, and these images need to be seen to be believed.
Well, and I think, you know, I mean, I have interviewed Dr. Judy Mikovits. In fact, that's the reason I got banned from YouTube. I do believe there's a plandemic. I believe that there's the whole issue of the laboratory in Wuhan, and now we find out Fauci and the NIH. I mean, all of this is coming to light. But set that aside for a second and realize that the effort to shut us all in caused our kids to come home and forced us to have to look at their books and open their books and see what they're being taught. And I think parents, Cece, were like, wait, holy smokes. I mean, when my kids were telling me this stuff, I was, like you said, I'm not buying it. Come on, you just don't want to go to school. Now I read it for myself, and I'm like, holy smokes, now I understand why you don't want to go to school.
That's exactly right. We hear from parents now on a daily basis that say, you know, thank you for bringing this to our attention, or I'm so glad that, you know, journalists out there like Chris Rufo and you and other people who are bringing more awareness to this, they are so grateful for that, because otherwise they had no idea what their kids were learning. And so, yeah, that's, I guess, one blessing of the pandemic is that, you know, parents are finally able to see what is happening, what their children are being taught. And they are using their voices and they're standing up in school board meetings about it.
Well, and it's like you said, you know, this is not an assault on parents either. You know, the system created a situation where mom and dad are forced to work economically in order to be able to, you know, pay the bills and keep a roof over your head and so on. By the way, there's some news I understand that you can share with us. We'll get into that in the next segment as we close out the program, regarding the whole landlord and eviction issue as well that you guys are engaged in. So we'll want to definitely be sure and cover that when we come back. But, you know, parents also were restricted. If a parent tried to get engaged and they said, hey, I want a copy of a textbook, or I want a copy of a, you know, a handout that you gave or what have you, a lot of these schools would say, no, you can't have it. We're not going to give it to you. You're not allowed. But that barrier, as we were saying, got broken as a result of the fact that kids were forced to have school from home, forced to have school on maybe a Zoom or some other, or a Wicker or some other means. And so they had to have the school book at the house. Well, guess what? The parents start opening those books up and start reading and saying, holy smokes, George Washington didn't try to be the king of America. You know, Thomas Jefferson actually was Frederick Douglass's hero when it came to abolitionism. I mean, these truths suddenly become a reality for him. Cece, we're going to be taking a quick break, okay? Don't go anywhere. Folks, don't go anywhere. You're not going to believe what they're doing now when it comes to property ownership and the jeopardy that so many property owners are in because of these mandates. Again, the federal government reaching down into the private sector and telling landlords, hey, suck it up. Go ahead, just, you know, give your property back to the bank. I mean, so what that you spent half your life savings trying to build a real estate and property business? We don't care. We'll be back with more right after this on Chosen Generation Radio. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Cece O'Leary. You can find her at slfliberty.org. That's S as in Sam, L as in Liberty, F as in Frank, slfliberty.org. That stands for the Southeastern Legal Foundation. And we're talking, Cece, about what's happening to property owners now with these mandates that stop eviction. I mean, it's a quagmire. Here you have a person who's unable to pay rent because they're shut in because of this pandemic. You have a landlord that's now, you know, stuck because do they evict these people or do they let them be there, but they can't collect any rent. And then you have the bank over here and nobody's putting any brakes on the bank. The banks can say, hey buddy, you're not paying your note. It's all over. We're taking over the property. That's insanity.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, the ultimate result is that it hurts the economy. You know, if you just have a tenant living rent-free and you can't, you know, keep moving the money from bank to landlord to tenant to bank, you know, and so forth, the economy stalls out. And then you have a government shutdown.
It's just crazy. And of course, this, you know, this speaks to one of the major tenets, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which ultimately was property rights, the ability to be able to own property. It's one of the reasons that the Constitution has such stiff restrictions on the federal government owning land. They're really, I mean, they're not supposed to own all the land that they own. America is supposed to be land privately held by citizenry, and here, this is another way for the government using the banks now to limit or take away property rights.
Right. Yeah. And more than that, the government itself, the federal government, has imposed, you know, a flat out moratorium on all evictions. And that happened, you know, in the middle of the pandemic when people were really hurting, people were really suffering. They said you can't evict tenants, because by evicting a tenant, they might go move in with somebody else and therefore they will spread the disease. And to your point, this violates so many rights and statutes, and it's problematic for a number of reasons. But we challenged it because it violates the Constitution. So we brought a lawsuit in federal court in Texas, along with our friends at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, challenging this moratorium because it violates the Commerce Clause. And we actually said it's not only the CDC that is violating the Commerce Clause,
right.
It's the entire federal government. And so we got a favorable ruling from a federal judge there, and our case is very much still alive in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. We just had oral argument this week, and so now we're waiting to hear from them to see, you know, whether the eviction moratorium is unconstitutional as applied to all branches of the federal government.
Well, and then the next step is we need to, you know, we need to open back up so that people can start working again and stop paying people to stay at home. I mean, we're not being cruel about this, folks, but there are, I can't tell you, I've got friends that were in the restaurant business that are no more. They had to close their businesses because of it. You know, the Bible clearly says if you don't work, you don't get to eat. And they're trying to basically create a generation of laziness. We got to fight back, folks. Thank you, CC. God bless you.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.